Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayin Daf Choftes and the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Kofches Amud Beis and the two dots towards the end of the page. The Gemara says, Rav Yoino Omar. Rav Yoino said, Rav Zeyim and Rav Yimi Tarvayun B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Zeyim and Rav Yimi both in name Rabbi Yochanan, they said the following thing. Chad Omar, one of them said, Soyim Chim Lagodor Vein Soyim Chim Lagoyvo. One said, You can plant seeds as close as possible to a fence, and the fence is going to be separation between the seeds. But a goyvel, this border that's next to the garden, that you cannot use as a border. And the way Reb Chaim explains, based on the Rash, is that even if you have a border, the fact that you have a border is not a separation on its own. You need to have a tefach and a half between the seeds, regardless of the border. The Chayr Noamar, the other one said, goyvel shenismat, if you have the border, and it had the right height, and then it reduced the height, as we said, we saw in the previous daf. Kosher, hagodah shrismayit, but if you have a fence, and the fence reduced the height, puzzle, then it's not, it's possible it cannot be used anymore as separation. For lo yadin, we don't know, man or ado, who said what? Says the Gemara, mimado, ma rabbi yoisi, rabbi zeir, bishar, rabbi yichron. Rabbi yoisi said, rabbi zeir, said him, rabbi yichron. Soyuchim lagodah, and soyuchim lagoyvel. That you can be soyuch to the fence, but not to the border. Heavier of Ami, do almost of Ami is the one who said, Goyvel Shisman is kosher, Hagod Shisman posel. He's the one who said the Goyvel that changed and reduced in height is still okay if it was planted before you saw it earlier, but a God there is not. Says the Gemara, Oma Beisi, Uf Onon Taninan Tarteon. Both things we see in the Mishnah. It's not a Chiddush, it's in the Mishnah. And the Gemara goes and explains Av Choftes. Our Mishnah said, Goyvel Shisman is kosher. It's in the Mishnah, the goyvel that reduced the height is kosher. Mashma ha-godah she is married puzzle. That's only a goyvel, not a goder. And soyim chin le-godah, where we see the idea that you can plant as close as possible to the fence, the taninon, it says, soyimich le-bur, ve-le-nir, ve-le-gapo, give you soyimich to a field that was never planted, near a plowed field, ve-le-gapo, that's a fence of stones that don't have cement, ve-le-derech, a way, Villagod, their regular fence, Shugavaya Sarat Fochim. So clearly it says you can be soymich to the goder. Ain't soymichim the govel. How do you know you can't be put next to the govel, the border? Netanina tell him the omas amayim, Shemamukim tefach. We saw the end of our Mishnah. That the telim, which is a little bit of a plowing area, and omas amayim is where the water goes, that they have a tefach deep. Zoym letoycho shloisho mine ziroinim. You can put three zeroim, echad mikan, ve'echad mikan, ve'echad densa. One on one border, one on the other border, and the other one in the middle. Now, what's the size of Amma Samayim? Amma Samayim is the size of an Amma, which means it's six tfachim. So says the Gemara, oim me'atcha soyukim le'goyvel, if you can be soymich as close as possible to the border, yizor le'matam kamashuris, why can't you plant in the Amma Samayim, which is six tfachim wide, why can't you plant many zeroim, at least five. We learned that a garden, which is 6x6, you can plant in there five different zeroim. So here I have Amma Samayim that has six, at least by six. So you should be able to plant in Amma Samayim at least five zeroim. And then you'll plant two more on the border, which means the border of Amma Samayim, you should be able to plant more. So we have over here a garden down here and two sides, which you have a gravel. You see from here, a gravel doesn't work. So said the friends in front of Shmuel Bahavim, maybe we're talking about he didn't plant literally on top of the gravel. When he planted on the edge, it's already tilting a little bit into the Amma Samayim. That's why it's an issue. If so, just remove it. So we're able to plant in the bottom a few shuris. Or the Zerea Lamato Kamashuris, is it better to just take out the one which is on the edge so you're able to plant in the bottom six? You see from here that you never could plant in the bottom six. Even if you take the one on the edge, you still will have one which is on top of the border. Now the Gemara understands the posture is that person doesn't want to completely empty out the entire field next to the Amma Samayim. So he's planting on top of the, in the area next to Amma Samayim, which is the border of Amma Samayim. So if you're planting on the border, you can't plant six seeds in the bottom because it's not anymore six tfachim. And this is the rye that you can't plant very close to the goyvel. You can plant only in the field itself or on the goyvel itself. And as long as you have a tefach and a half between what's on the goyvel to the field, you're fine. But if you're planting until the end of the goyvel, very close to the edge, so then you can't plant in the bottom, just the fact you have tefach above, tefach of a border, that is not enough to be a separation. That's a right as nekudo, and it's a little different than the simple pshat that we understood till now, to where you could plant in the goyvel with no issue. Says the Gemara, now this part of the Gemara was written later, and we brought it back over here, according to Reb Chaim, this is the right place. Hatelim v'amasamayim, you could plant over there three seeds, two on the two borders, one in the middle. Tani b'kapa in Israel, toichon elam in echod, you can plant only one seed, not three. The reason is, explains Reb Chaim, because of choyvish, because it's surrounded. This is considered to be surrounded, and when it's surrounded, you can't plant that many seeds. You can plant only one type of seeds in all three locations. Halacha gimel zok de mishnah. If you have a roish toy yerek, as we saw earlier regarding grain, speaking here regarding vegetable, if the vegetable field has the shape of a triangle and it hits the next field, it's fine. That's considered to be end of the field, it's not considered to be kilayim. Hoyse sadeo zura yerek, he has his field filled with vegetable. He wants to plant in there another type of vegetable. What is he supposed to do? He needs to plant the vegetable. That row needs to be the entire field from one side to another. If it's only going to a certain area of the field and it's surrounded in three areas with another vegetable, that's not good. It needs to be a length of six tfachim. And the roichav, the stup shatim over here, is the roichav also six tfachim, the miluyoy of that area, or it means even something mashu. That's what the Vilna Gaon learns, that the roichav, the width, could be even something very small. It needs to be the size of a parso, which is a parsos regel. It's about a tefach. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Ha'er Roshtoyer. Here we have the old girsa that was moved, what we said before. And now the Gemara continues on, next line, Ma Omer Rabbi Shmuel Beroichav. Rabbi Shmuel did not tell me what's the width of what needs to be from one edge of the sade to the other edge of the sade. He wants to plant a vegetable in a vegetable field, he needs to plant one row of the entire field. But what's the width of that row? Ma Ein Rabbi Kiva Shu Choyvish B'Sholosh Ruchos is the Roichav Milur. Rabbi Kiva that holds that you don't have to have the entire field. And even if it's surrounded in three different areas, it's fine. And what will be the width according to Rabbi Kiva? We said miluyer. Miluyer is either six tfachim according to the Rash, or mashu according to the Vilna Goyin, even something very small. Rabbi Shmuel shuchesh b'shtei ruchos l'kol sheken. So Rabbi Shmuel, that he requires you to have a row of the entire field, meaning this row is only surrounded from two sides, not from three sides. So yeah, of course, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it will be enough to have the width, the same width of Rabbi Kiva. He's not going to require more. What does Rabbi Shmuel say when you want to put a vegetable into a field of tefuah, of grain, not a vegetable? Rabbi Kiva, when he speaks about vegetable and vegetable, here is mekel, he says six tefachim, that's good enough. But there by tefuah, he's much more machmer. Because as we learned earlier, Rabbi Kiva learns there that you need to have 10 ames, not six tefachim. You need to have vegetable in a field of grain. You need to have 10 ames length of the row. So Rabbi Shmuel, do machmir alcohol, lekoshika de achmir tamon. So Rabbi Shmuel, that he requires to have a full row. So of course, there also requires to have a full row. Because if Rabbi Kiva, that here is a six tfachim, there is more machmir to have 10 ames. Rabbi Shmuel, that here requires a row from one edge of the field to the other edge of the field. So of course, there by a vegetable in the grain, he also requires it to be from one edge to another edge. So now the Gemara asks, okay, so I know the length. The length is from one edge to another edge. What about the width? So here we'll use the Reb Chaim's Girsa based on the Vilna Gaon. Kemoi de'acho loishani here Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel Beroichav ken at Omar Taman loishini Rabbi Kiva here Rabbi Shmuel Beroichav. Meaning, the same way here we say, there's no machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel regarding the width. And whatever Rabbi Kiva was regarding the width, Rabbi Shmuel was regarding the width. So also there, we say there's no machlekes. Whatever Rabbi Kiva holds regarding the width, also Rabbi Shmuel holds regarding the width. And there we learn that the width has to be six tfachim. So six tfachim width, 10 ames long, that's according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, six tfachim width, and the full sadeh long in order to have a shura of a vegetable in a field of grain. Says the Gemara, Shmuel lo amar l'shonu l'shura achas. Hashtayim also. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you can have a row which is surrounded three edges. It's only one shura. You can't have two. Says the Gemara, Daflam adamud aleh, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Shimon lokish, Tavar namrin, l'shane hi achas ishtayim. They say that according to Rabbi Akiva, you can have more than one row of a different vegetable in a vegetable field. And as long as you have the size that Rabbi Akiva requires in the Mishnah, that should be fine. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Choftes.